This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Hey, everybody say good morning to Rachel from Wakefield.
Hey.
Hey. Yo.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing great. We're doing great. We understand, and you have shared this with us, so I hope you don't mind us sharing it, that you actually contracted COVID.
I did, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty sick, yeah. It was even landed in the hospital for 5 days with double pneumonia.
Oh, honey. Rachel.
I'm glad you're okay now.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, thank you. I'm a corona survivor.
There we go.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's good to have you here. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. As you know, we're going to give you $100. Kennedy's pretty good at this game, though. She's got 3,243 wins, only 275 losses. She's now over in that soundproof booth. She can't hear anything. Question number one. The Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday, September 5th, and there will be fans, but also restrictions. Venue capacities will be reduced, and fans will be encouraged to wear masks and wash their hands frequently. What are the other two races for the Triple Crown?
Oh, my God. Kentucky Derby. I have no clue.
Question number two. Disney is changing Splash Mountain into a Princess and the Frog ride, so it's no longer based on an old racist movie from the 40s. What is the name of that movie?
Princess and the Frog?
No, but there was a... No, no. Question number three. The Patriots have signed quarterback Cam Newton. It's a one-year deal, which could be worth up to $7.5 million. Cam will have to compete for the starting job with which second-year Patriots quarterback?
Oh, what's his name? Oh, my God. I am totally...
That's all right. Kidding. That's okay.
It's so different when you're on the air.
I know. It's nerve-wracking.
I don't remember.
Question number four. Nicole Scherzinger is 42 today. She's the lead singer of which group that had songs like Don't Ya, Buttons, and Stick With You?
Pussycat Dolls.
Question number five. Hulu removed a Golden Girls episode that contained blackface. Who is the oldest Golden Girl that played Dorothy's mom on the show?
Dorothy's mom. Was that Estelle Getty?
I need her name on the show.
Oh my God. Sylvia?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right.
A way to start a Monday.
It's Monday.
Ooh.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Kennedy?
I don't know.
Rachel got 1 out of 5.
Sooch.
You want to say sooch, Kennedy?
I did say sooch.
Did you? Oh, sorry. I didn't see you.
It's embarrassing.
It is not, Rachel.
No, you're good.
You're not the first person to suit you. You won't be the last. It's okay.
These are tough. Here we go. Question number one. The Kentucky Derby will be run on Saturday, September 5th, and there will be fans. There will also be restrictions. Venue capacities will be reduced, and fans will be encouraged to wear masks and wash their hands frequently. Encourage?
Unreal.
Just make it mandatory.
I'll never do that.
It's Kentucky. It's different.
What are the other two races for the Triple Crown?
Preakness and Belmont Stakes.
That is correct. 1-0. Question number two. Disney is changing Splash Mountain into a Princess and the Frog ride. So it's no longer based on an old racist movie from the 40s. Name that movie.
Song of the South.
2-0. Question number three. The Patriots have signed quarterback Cam Newton, Kennedy. It's a one-year deal. Could be worth up to $7.5 million. He will have to compete for the starting job of which Patriot quarterback?
Who has it now?
That is
or
correct.
Where did it go?
No, who has it now? Yes,
Stidham.
He'll be... Do I need his first name?
Yeah, what's his first name?
We stand Stidham.
That is incorrect. Jared Stidham, Kennedy.
Yeah, but we stand is better.
Yeah, so much better.
Which one are you going to remember?
Stannist Stidham.
2-0. Question number four. Nicole Scherzinger is 42 today. She's the lead singer of which group that had songs like Don't You Have Buttons and Stick With You?
Pussycat Dolls.
3-1. Question number five. Hulu removed a Golden Girls episode that contained blackface. Who is the oldest Golden Girl that played Dorothy's mom on the show?
Bea Arthur.
I need the character's name.
Oh, I don't know. There's a Rose and a Blanche and a... She had a show called Maude, but that's not it. Dorothy.
So, Dorothy's mom.
I don't know.
Sophia. Sophia was the mother.
Picture it. Sicily, 1912.
I knew it was math.
3-1 is the final score. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Rachel. You don't get the win. We love you, though, and we're glad you're here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
What do you want to say?
Glad you're healthy and well.
Right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Rachel, and I certainly cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Everybody say good morning to Shayna from Framingham.
Yo.
Yo.
Hello. Good morning.
Yo. She's in the car and she's on her way to New York City.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
You sound excited.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm very excited. I'm moving there real soon, so I'm going to check out some stuff with my apartment.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Well, this would be a good time to talk about the Radio.com app. You can enjoy the Carson and Kennedy program anywhere in the world from the Radio.com app. It is free to download on your smartphone.
That was smooth.
Thank you.
Like butter.
All right. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Shayna?
Sure. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Shayna. You get more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you the $100. Remember, if you tie, you lose. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Catherine McPhee and David Foster celebrated their one-year wedding anniversary over the weekend. Which singing competition show did McPhee rise to fame from?
American Idol.
Did you see the pictures of her wedding gown?
So beautiful.
Yeah, it was really
pretty. I did.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful.
Yeah, I follow them both on Instagram.
Nothing surprises me about you anymore.
Question number two. Adele posted a picture on social media wearing a dress from her 2016 Glastonbury set while watching the performance from her home. Where is Glastonbury held? Is it Scotland, England, or the United States?
Scotland.
Question number three. Wayne Brady paid tribute to Little Richard last night at the BET Awards with a medley of the late singer's biggest hits. Which sketch comedy show did Wayne Brady star in from 1998 to 2006?
I have zero clue.
All right, question number four. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin showed off their PDA-filled road trip on Instagram. Bieber was discovered by this talent manager when he was just 13 years old. Who is he? I'll give you a hint. Taylor Swift, not a fan.
I'm also not sure.
All right. Question number five. Dennis Quaid opened up about his marriage to Laura Savoy, saying it was love at first sight. Dennis Quaid was married to this actress from 1991 to 2001. Who is she? Shayna? I know, you're focused on moving to New York. I get
she's
it.
Like, there's a lot
I know. This is a lot harder.
I know. Nobody believes me when I say it.
I know.
Like, it's fun and games until the spotlight is on.
100%.
All right, let's get Kennedy.
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio. Man, this is a way to start a Monday. This just makes me happy.
I know, you're crushing it.
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Shayna got one out of five.
So.
She said woo.
That's two sooches in a row today.
I know.
Kennedy, these are tough, though. Are you ready?
I am.
Are you sure?
You know what? I don't know, but I'll try my best.
All right, question number one. Catherine McPhee and David Foster celebrated their one-year wedding anniversary over the weekend. Which singing competition show did McPhee rise to fame in?
American Idol.
That is correct. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't realize they were married. I knew they were together,
oh, yeah.
But I hadn't seen the wedding photos until she put them
up. Oh, yeah.
They really are stunning. They did this really dramatic shoot, Kennedy, with low light and just spotlighted the two of them and like them in the church looking the opposite direction. It was beautiful.
I'm sure. He's got more money than anyone.
He does?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Tied to one, question number two. Adele posted a picture on social media wearing a dress from her 2016 Glastonbury set while watching the performance from her home.
She's amazing.
Power she was move. Five ciders in. She was feeling herself.
Where is Glastonbury held? Scotland, England, or the United States?
Scotland.
It is in England.
Oh, I thought it was Scotland.
One to one, question number three. Wayne Brady paid tribute to Little Richard at last night's BET Awards with a medley of the late singer's biggest hits. Which sketch comedy show did Wayne Brady star in from 98 to 2006?
Oh, what was that called? What's my line?
Oh, whose line is it anyway? I was a huge fan of that show when it was on back in the day. It was a good one. So we are tied at one. Go to question number four. Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin showed off their PDA-filled road trip on Instagram. Bieber was discovered by this talent manager when he was 13 years old. Who is he?
Scooter Braun.
2-1. Question number five. Dennis Quaid opened up about his marriage to Laura Savoy, saying it was love at first sight. He was married to this actress from 91 to 2001. Who is she?
Meg Ryan.
That is...
How does that make you feel when you've been married for like a lot of years and like, this was love? Right? I don't know what that was over there.
It was two other wives
no
or just
idea
like
that was.
It was
okay.
A decade of our lives. What are you doing, right? Well, Shayna, I'm sorry. You're losing twice because you're moving to New York and then you lost to Kennedy. I mean, they're just facts. I don't know what to say. So I'm not trying to be mean. These are just facts.
No.
We are going to miss you, though, and make sure you continue to listen to the show on the radio.com app. I don't know if you've heard, but you can listen to our show there. Yeah,
like,
yeah, sounds like she's done with us.
Yeah, I don't know if she's listening to our show now.
I know, right? Shayna, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Shayna from Framingham, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.